for a long and healthy life.
The Beltway with the true insiders. Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News joins us at the top, the Grand Dame. We can't wait to hook up with Ellen and her crew in New Hampshire, as you know, as we're broadcasting from there. Ellen, do you have your parka ready just in case it snows?
Oh, I know. It's actually pretty, I'm about 10 minutes from the center of New Hampshire right now, of where the event's going to take place, and it's 31 degrees, and it's not that cold. I wouldn't want to sit outside all night that cold, but not that cold.
All right, so it's not that cold. That's good news for me. I'm happy about that. Hey, before we dive into the stuff that's huge about the Pentagon and the new defense strategy, since you're there on the ground in New Hampshire, how big do you think these two debates are going to be on Saturday and Sunday?
I think that they're going to be big. I think that they can influence people. But a lot of people have, this is a retail politics state. They've seen the candidates. They've gone to various town events, et cetera, with the candidates. So they know them. And that's what's really going to make up their mind.
All right. So the people are smart, they're savvy, and they'll just take it from there.
And they've been through this before.
Oh,
like every
yeah.
4 years.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's dig into this deal in Washington, the new strategy, the Pentagon, the war strategy, I guess I'll call it. They're calling it the two-war planning construct forever and a day. If we go back to Vietnam, it's been a much different strategy. So this is huge. The military should be capable, I guess, of two large-scale land wars at the same time. But now it's going to be more about drones and equipment than actual military personnel, it seems.
That's right. Basically, they want to cut down on some military personnel. They're also going to cut down on the amount and maintenance of all these nuclear weapons. And the Republicans are saying, this is terrible cuts. But the Democrats are saying, wait a minute, we have enough deterrence in terms of nukes. And that can cut out $200 billion over 10 years. So you're talking really about $20 billion a year in nukes. And we have enough nukes to destroy the world several times over.
Yeah. Yep, and we'll be talking about that tonight here, of course, later on America Tonight. You can throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791 on the new military strategy. And I wanted to ask you about this, too, because, of course, now in watching these candidates, and you're going to be not just in New Hampshire but in South Carolina, there's all this momentum, if you want to call it that, money-wise now pouring in for Rick Santorum. Rick Santorum, of course, he's stumping all over New Hampshire now, and I heard he was booed for his thoughts on same-sex marriage and pot and all that kind of stuff. What are your feelings about Rick Santorum with some of what he's spewing out there his policies would be?
Foreign policy and his advisor, this guy Ledeen. I mean, I don't know if he's technically his advisor, but everybody knows that he's very close to Michael Ledeen. And, that he really wants this sort of bombing strategy, very active. And then you come to New England, and you do talk about gay marriage, and people want to say, what? We've had it for, Massachusetts has had it for 7 years.
Right,
almost eight. And you're going to talk about how bad it is? People can just go laugh you off the stage, which is what they did.
Yeah. Do you think Romney, because this is really Romney's backyard, and all the Suffolk stuff is all showing that he's far and ahead of everybody. It's not shocking. He's going to win this thing, right?
Right. He's going to win. He's going to get the nomination, and that'll be that.
But will he challenge Obama? What do the insiders in D.C. say?
He's going to challenge Obama. The question is will Obama win? And I think Obama wins.
All right. We got you on record. I'm going to pull that back up.
That's fine.
Later. I love that. That's fine. It's an easy bet. I'm sorry. You know that, Ellen. They're taking bets on this in Europe, and they're overwhelming.
A friend of mine, Tony Sayek, I don't know if he's been on the air because he works with us as well, but he's his right winger. I mean, he thinks it's Romney all the way. I said, Tony, what planet are you on?
All right, I'm going to throw that up, too. Ellen or Tony, what do you think, America? 800-259-5791. Ellen Ratner, I look forward to seeing you up there in New Hampshire. We'll talk to you again here on America Tonight. All right, so Ellen throws her version of the left's that, hey, it's not going to happen with Obama, the incumbent. And we all know how tough it is to knock off the incumbent, which is my point leading up to 2012 and what we talked in the entire previous year and why I thought it was important ultimately that you narrow down who the candidate is. But we'll see. It's such a mixed bag depending on who you talk to. And certainly the Democrats are not taking, and Ellen knows this as well, they're not taking any of the challengers lightly, knowing that would still be a big mistake, even though approval ratings are still up enough. Remember, approval ratings for Congress are brutal. Really, almost anyone you talk to across this great nation, they want nothing to do with Congress, their congressmen or woman, or any of the senators. They're upset about the fact that they can't get anything done and that we constantly put Band-Aids on stuff. And, of course, where we're headed, with whether it's health care or something else. I was looking at health care today, as a matter of fact, for somebody who isn't working with a company where they're getting it through the company, and the costs have skyrocketed. It used to be that you could get catastrophic coverage. Now it's much more money to try to go out there and whack through the weeds yourself, so to speak, and part of that is because of some of the things that have now kicked in, which, by the way, we're going to talk about health care when we head to Washington in a couple of weeks and find out what the true skinny is and where we're headed with things that are coming into place, what's going to happen with the Supreme Court challenge of the individual mandate and all that sort of stuff. But in the meantime, dramatic spending cuts as far as the defense is concerned. And now it is about drones, like I said, and equipment, not the guys on the ground. Unfortunately, what does that signal to Iran? What does that signal to anybody who is a would-be terrorist who would want to harm someone in the Western world, the U.S. or any of our allies? To me, that's the top concern. And I was reading something from one of the Marines in Washington who has been involved in both Iraq and Afghanistan and says that this would be a $600 billion blunder. But we knew this was happening because the so-called super committee didn't come up with spending cuts, and part of what is involved in the automatic trigger is the cuts to the military. You had Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, who poured sweat out of the top of his head when he was upset about this months and months ago possibly happening. He looked like broadcast news, Albert Brooks, when he was trying to read a newscast. I'm serious. He looked exactly like him. So the Defense Secretary cannot be happy about this, but he's playing the game since he's part of the administration. You know, last Thursday, the Pentagon chief said that $1 trillion in total cuts would make the U.S. military what he called a paper tiger that can't keep pace with its adversaries. Wow. So there's not a lot of happy faces in the Pentagon, let me tell you. And part of that is because now the sequestration is taking place on the military, and it's going to be harder to quantify that, a $600 billion trigger. Is it the right way to go or the wrong way to go? We're going to talk about it a little bit later in this hour of America Tonight. But next, it's about the NFL getting you primed for another edition of Nail the Score, the Buddha in the Wings. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, just a reminder, Nail the Score coming up in our third hour of America Tonight. And if you just tuned in, you're saying, what is she talking about, nailing a score? Not the score of the Republican side of the contest of 2012. No, we're talking about football because all year long, every single week, 17 weeks, we've tried to have a winner. And unfortunately, you know, the games would randomly be chosen. People would get close, but nobody nailed the score. We even have a GPS system in this prize package if someone should nail it. And it's a really good one. It's got now the AAA involved in it. So when you're lost and you're somewhere and you can't figure out where you are and you see a deli and a gas station and a horse and a five and dime and Walgreens and McDonald's and you still have no idea, and you can just say it, and they'll figure out where you are, this GPS system. That's the kind I like. Because, you know, when you grow up in the East, it's not about go west 2 miles and then make a left and go east for 3 more miles, then go southeast. Forget that. It's all about, you know, you go a couple of blocks, then you look over there for the dry cleaners, and then you'll go 2 blocks straight ahead. O'Malley's Saloon is on the right, and that's what you're looking for. Right next to it is the hotel or whatever. And that's what this GPS will also do. Yes, you can put in the address, and it does the normal things, but if you get stuck, it can really maneuver you out. That's part of the prize package. Just one of the many things, by the way. So it is AFC wild card and NFC. And who knows what the game's going to be. If it was the AFC, it could be Cincinnati at Houston. If it's then that's the Saturday game. If it's the Sunday game in the AFC, it would be Pittsburgh at Denver, and a lot of people are waiting to see what Tim Tebow does. Even John Elway, who's the vice president now of operations for the Broncos, he's licking his chops as the man, the messiah of all time in Broncos history. He's waiting on the sidelines to see what Tebow's going to do, and it's in Denver. So that Sunday game couldn't be bigger. I can't wait for that Sunday game. That's when I'll be in New Hampshire, and I'll certainly go right to a TV so I can see what's happening there. Or it could be the NFC games. I don't know what the computer will pick. Detroit at New Orleans. I can't imagine that Drew Brees just doesn't rip up Detroit, and plus it's in New Orleans, so it doesn't help Detroit any. And then on Sunday you have Atlanta at the Giants, and the Giants, I think, prevail here. They have massive momentum after that win over the Dallas Cowboys and the way they've gone into the playoffs. So either one of those games, it's the four games, actually one of those games will be the game of the week. So unfortunately, we haven't heard from Da Buddha Man. Someone says he was hot on the trail of Rick Santorum, so maybe he got deep into a conversation with him. But if we get a chance to go to him, we will certainly do that and give you some more stuff that might help you make a decision, let's say, if you want to nail the score with us in our third hour. So I was talking about, speaking of getting nailed, I was talking about what some of the top Marines are saying. One of them, who's not shy about his opinion, is the Marine Corps Commander, General James Amos, who talked to The Hill and said that, you know, this money is just the $600 billion that we're talking about. People don't realize if it's triggered what kind of repercussions that we're talking about. And see, to me, when you're the layperson, right, for all of you who have been Marines, who have served in whatever capacity, in the Navy, pilots, whatever, you know there's a difference, and I defer to you, and I have family members, many of them who served, there's a difference in the results and the things that you see in the field, and you know, and you're there daily as well, seeing the threats at the Pentagon. My good source that's in the Pentagon tells me it's unbelievable, and nobody would want to go outside if they knew half of the threats that the Pentagon receives, half of the things that filter through, and some of them are thwarted ultimately, and then sometimes we find out about them. Sometimes it never comes to pass, but things that are threatened, how scary and how on the edge we would all be if we knew what was out there. So if the boogeyman realizes we don't have as much in our arsenal, does that hurt us? Or forget about it, we got these drones, and whether people like it or not, and there's collateral damage, we got the drone force, and we'll come at you with our drones if nothing else. And I think that this Marine Corps Commandant General is really become unhinged for a good reason, because most people don't understand the magnitude that will also happen with, as I was explaining before we stepped aside, this sequestration, what it would do and what it would mean. Because also, with automatic cuts, they're across the board. It's like any company where, you know, you have those pencil pushers, no offense to anyone who might be an accountant out there, where they're only looking at the bottom line, they don't know the backstories, they're just scratching out numbers. And in this case, though, you're talking about the men and women who defend the country and how it's just would be automatic across the board. And what kind of combat capability would we have because of sequestration, of just automatic cuts? This is, like I said, what Panetta was freaked about months ago. Now he has to absolutely toe the company line. He's got to back up the president. What's he going to say? They're going to figure out what they can do, what they can refurbish, and how they can move money around, or, you know, whatever. So I think that, you know, all the fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan, overhauling some of the equipment there, probably that's what's going to happen. I know that's one of the things that's been suggested. And any weapons programs that have big dollars attached to it. Forget it. They're dead on arrival. There's no way. But you got to be able to modernize. So now I'm wondering out loud why this is a good idea. Why is this a good idea? And it's like I'm somewhere in between because I agreed when Ron Paul said, you know, there's places where we don't need to have so many Marines or so many people on the ground. I agree with that. I think that we have frittered away in countries where they're taking our money and they can certainly stand on their own or have less of a military presence of the U.S. in their backyard. But at the same time, it's like the Marines are the first ones. You guys know. Semper Fi, you're on the beach. You're there. You're in the jungles. You're the first ones in. So what happens when you go below 186,000 Marines and you drop below 24 infantry battalions? How, if there was a reason to have to go in somewhere and you had to hurry up and train and equip and get everybody up and going, how are you going to get battalions ready if you have fewer infantry men available? How are you going to be able to do that? Because of what you have to do to go through the training. I mean, it's over and over and over again. We're going to have a conversation with Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert, next hour about this very thing, why it's significant and why cutting, it's so hit or miss, we don't know. Are we going to have a hollow force, in other words, because of what's happened on the Hill? And I think the answer is there's got to be a way that we can keep our country safe without smashing the bank. But at what point is it the wrong way to go? And I think when you're talking about smashing or cutting Marines down to incredibly low levels, then that's not going to be productive. And so maybe you can keep existing Humvees and not replace them with more expensive stuff, but you still would have to get them refurbished, right? That would still have to happen at the end of the day. Oh, so yeah, not break the bank, but not kill us in the United States. I mean, who's going to have blood on their hands? We can't afford a ginormous military, but have we gone beyond the purpose? Have we gone beyond the military's usefulness, let's say, with defense and security? I mean, we're scattered all over the world. And the answer to that is we are too scattered all over the world. But at the same time, when you think of Iran and when you think of what they're spending on the military, when you think of what China's spending, China's going to easily overtake us militarily, no question about it. Hang with us, odds and ends on the flip side.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
So the Prez unveils a leaner military, fair or foul. What do you say, America? Wake up. It's your security we're concerned about. 800-259-5791. Will the drones do it for you? I mean, here's the deal. This is my unabashed opinion. I haven't been in the military. I already said this. People around me have been in the military. I have great sources with the military. I respect people who have served more than I could possibly ever express on these airwaves, based on so many stories and so many sacrifices that people have made and have told me about. Not that they whine to me about the sacrifice, but that I know the true story of what they've had to do in some pretty dark times in our history. So anybody who's had to go through the military in the leaner moments, they know what it could be like if war broke out. While we have to reduce, and certainly you can cut some things out and make those reductions and give some stuff up, you cannot cut the levels that they're talking about down to the ultimate core of this thing. All the way down, it's like chopping off the tree. You got the stump, and what do you think is going to grow back? We can't have a stump of the military. So, you know, here's the thing. And there is history here that shows that pattern. How tiny was the military when Pearl Harbor was slammed by the Japanese? And yes, I know it was different times, different types of warfare, But I think this funding, the fact that so much of it has been slashed, and now what's happened here really has us exposed. It really does. There should have been a middle in this. There should have been some kind of a compromise, but of course there wasn't a compromise because the super committee didn't come up with anything, so the military got slashed. The world is a dangerous place. And we can predict love and kumbaya and global peace and all that stuff, but we have to be realistic. And realistically, I think it's a scary thing. Look at what's happening in Iraq. 60 people were killed in a bomb on Thursday that was aimed for Shiites. And it's more of that sectarian violence that we were worried about, that we talked about, when everybody left, when the day came that the military pulled away. This is the deadliest attack with a suicide bombing target since at least a couple of years. 36 people were killed, 72 others were wounded. And then you had a series of blasts in Baghdad, 24 dead, dozens others wounded. So what was this all about? And here's the thing. These are two different strikes. You got the Iraqi people who are scared to death, and people who cooperated with the U.S., in other words, translators and whatnot, are being beheaded because they're exposed. This is a recipe we knew for disaster that was brewing. Because you look at the radical Shiite clerk, al-Sadr, and he's been a key ally to al-Maliki, and he's saying, let's get rid of parliament in earlier elections. Let's get rid of this. Let's just dump this. Man, it chaps me to have to say that. It does. All right, I said we were going to do some odds and ends. If you want to weigh in in the military, you can do that, 800-259-5791, or shoot us your thoughts, americatonight.net. Otherwise, here's some other stuff that's going on, the buzz in your backyard. In other words, what people are talking about. One of the big things that has certainly made the rounds is Casey Anthony. Casey Anthony recording herself, and that recording was heard all over the place because, remember, people couldn't get enough of Casey Anthony when she was in the courtroom and then ultimately walked out of the courtroom. And now she pops up. And she looks different. You know, this is radio, but in looking at the video of her, she's got blonde hair now, and she was sporting some glasses. And I think the idea was to get herself back out there again. So Casey Anthony, I believe we have that. I want you to hear and really pay attention to this. Here's kind of what she said into the webcam that was ultimately posted.
It's been a long time since I've been able to call something mine, and now that I have something, even, you know, as silly as saying that I have a computer and a camera and a phone, there really hasn't been all too much going on except now for this, and I'm extremely excited. I'm extremely excited that I'll be able to Skype and obviously keep a video log, take some pictures, and then I have something that I can finally call mine.
Wow, something that she can finally call hers. In other words, Skyping and doing all this stuff. You got to be kidding me. So supposedly she's seeking some kind of treatment, and she's appealing the lying conviction now at this point. She was pleading the fifth, sort of, in disguise, and it just makes her that much more of a curiosity. You know, there's something about, and this is a sick, twisted world, but there's something about that 15 minutes, whether you're infamous or famous, and Casey Anthony is certainly infamous, no matter what you think of her. Now, on this show, it was kind of a mixed deal. When the verdict came in that she was innocent, the jury said she was innocent of killing her daughter, Kaylee, some people called up and, you know, went crazy and said the justice system is broken. This is ridiculous. And what did the prosecution do? Did they overreach in trying to go for the death penalty? And other people called up and said they didn't really believe there was enough evidence there to convict her. And it was the right conviction. Not the right conviction. It was the right sentence for Casey Anthony. And remember, this was a circus the entire time outside of Orlando where people lined up in the middle of the night to try to get one of those precious seats in the courtroom. And she was acquitted of the charges that she murdered her daughter, Kaylee. Well, she filed an appeal on Thursday for her conviction that, like I said, she lied to the cops, basically. And this is days before she's scheduled to leave jail. She was sentenced to 4 years, or this was days before when she initially did this. She was sentenced to leave jail, and she was sentenced to 4 years on four counts of lying to investigators about her daughter's death. She served, remember, 3 years, and she got good behavior credit as well. So when she left, nobody could find her. And I think popping up now all of a sudden, remember, she had, the last time you really saw her, she had dark hair, kind of long hair, pulled back in a ponytail. And now she's got this, and maybe it's a wig, who knows, but it looks like kind of platinum blonde hair and glasses, and she's popping up all over the web. And her parents are very, very concerned about her mental state. And concerned about her safety because of the reaction that it was so venomous by a lot of people, even though there are people that are backing it and saying that it shouldn't have, you know, the jury did the right thing. There are enough people that, frankly, want to go after Casey Anthony. The jurors, some of the jurors got death threats because the judge released the names of the jurors, thought that that was the fair thing to do. And then many of them went in hiding. A couple of them actually moved for fear that something was going to happen to them. So she pops up and says that now she's going to be able to do this and do a notebook. And I'm thinking that it's going to involve some kind of money somehow, that somehow she's going to start to, you know, she's going to start to charge for whatever she does when she gets on the Internet. Maybe that's where this is going, because they were shopping around interviews with Casey Anthony, if you remember, and so far nobody's bid on it. I'm surprised, because with all the TMZs and Inside Editions and whatnot, you would think that somebody would have snapped it up. Of course, they were asking for such a crazy price, and the major networks, the ABCs and NBCs and CBSs of the world, and even the top cable stations weren't interested in doing it. So maybe this is her way to continue having her name pounded out there because of speaking engagements or a book or a movie or any of this stuff that keeps her in the limelight. But I think a video diary I agree with her parents. I think it puts her squarely in harm's way. And, you know, people are furious about the fact that she was acquitted. So she might have been in hiding since she got out, as I explained, in July, but she now is popping up talking about a dog and a computer and how optimistic she feels about her future. And I think it's incredibly dangerous. Someone finds her, tracks her down, and obviously they've got a tense relationship with her daughter, if nothing else, I can't imagine, because of what happened to the granddaughter, and we'll never know the true story there. So how about that? To me, that is the biggest story, I think, of probably the day, besides the meaty stuff of the military now having to really lop off so many Marines' boots that would be normally on the ground if we end up in another war situation. How about that? All right, coming up, a lot of you chimed in via the Internet. We're going to head to the mail next.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We've got the Daily Salute, Dan. We're going to check your emails. A lot of people not happy with what the cuts are proposed to go down for the military. That sounded confusing, didn't it? The trigger cuts that we talked about now are in play, and we're talking about almost $600 billion total. So I said this earlier, fair or foul, the military, hey, do we need a beefed up military? Could we go low on forces and high on drones? We are going to be high on drones the way that it's going. Okay, before we head to the mail, let me give the daily salute, because I'll tell you what, I got to just tip my cap to anybody who knows how to make a buck this way. Can you imagine? You take something that you're passionate about, something that you have a lot of fun with, like beer pong, and you make 50 grand in prize money in a competition. That's what happened. Matt White and Ross Hampton participated in the Southern Illinois University. That's where they went. They participated in a competition at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino. And it was the annual World Series of Beer Pong. Who knew they even had that? So 50 grand. Guess what? We don't have to drink the beer. I'm going to start practicing beer pong. We got to do a show from there next time this comes up and see if we can win the beer pong money. 50 grand. And that's not even, you know, that's the prize money, but they get other things as well. And they said the secret to their success was staying sober so that they could play well. So they weren't getting bombed on beer pong. Mm-hmm. How about that? Some college campuses, by the way, they call it Beirut. You got two teams standing at opposite ends of a table, in case you don't know what beer pong is. And at each of the table, you have 10 16-ounce cups filled with about 4 ounces of beer or something else. And then they're placed in a bowling pin kind of formation. And each team takes turn tossing the pong balls that look kind of like table tennis balls. You know, if you play table tennis, you know what I mean, the ping pong balls. And if the ball goes in the cup is taken out of the game, and usually the opponent has to drink it. That's the idea. The first team to knock out all of their opponent's cups wins. So these two cats learned to play at the same place in college, and it wasn't until they started to play competitively they realized that they were actually pretty good, and now they're going to go on to other tournaments. It seems that the World Series, which is in its seventh year, is the largest. It was the largest this year. They had 1,000 people, 450 teams from 48 states, and check this out, 14 countries. So you go to college to get your degree, but you get your degree in beer pong, and you make some money off of it. Woo-hoo! I love it. Do you love that? So that's what you got to do. That's how you get through college. Pay off those student loans. Get the money by getting good at beer pong. Now, both of these guys said that their parents had kind of mixed emotions. I say bravo to them that they were that good, that they were able to knock off that many teams, because who knew that this has been going on right under our noses for 7 years and you could actually walk away with that kind of prize money. That kind of prize money for a day's work. And you'd have to think that some of those people in that room, by the way, were pretty skilled. All right, let's head to the mail.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
Ooh. I love when he says, ooh. Okay, so thanks, Homer. First we go to a couple of reactions to the military cuts. That's the new idea of what we're doing militarily. Here's one from Tennyson, who says, Kate, I'm listening to you in Missouri, and I got to say that I agree with President Obama's stance on the military and the fact that now we'll have less presence perhaps in other areas, but you even say it yourself, it's you got to do what you got to do if we're going to cut this deficit out. So the military, like anything else that is propped up by our dollars, look out. And I think it's the right way to go. Go with the drones and collateral damage be damned. Oh, Tennyson. Every time there's collateral damage, guys like Hamid Karzai jump up and down and squeal and say that it's our fault. And how can we have these unmanned planes that we need to get out of the country, and a series of other wonderful things that Karzai, with the corrupt government that he's running over there, tries to nail us for. So I can see that you have other problems, because there's no guarantee that somebody doesn't get off course, or when you have the coordinates and what you think is happening in a certain area, how are you 100% sure? Now, you could say on the ground it's the same thing in the middle of an attack, or crawling around a village and getting the intel, perhaps from some of the villagers or whatnot. You know, how much you take that, and then you combine that with somebody else getting the information. Are you saying it's not accurate? And the fact is that some of it has been accurate, but some of it has been off course. And when that happens and you have civilians in the way and they get taken out by a drone strike, it becomes a huge nightmare for the United States. Apologies all around and attacks by everybody. and their brother across the world who often will ask for our help. So the president is going to cut 500,000 troops. There's massive friction, by the way, at the Pentagon. And the Pentagon is trying to put a smile on this. You know, the picture of Obama and Panetta standing at the Pentagon while he was speaking, it looked a little stressful to me. The new defense strategy would expand the U.S. military presence in Asia, but shrink the overall size of the force because they got to reduce that money by $500 billion after a decade of war. Hey, we spent way too much in the war. We need reparations, which we're never going to see. That's part of the problem. And so we're going into cyber warfare, warp speed in that direction. Unmanned drones are going to grow in priority. That's what's going to happen. And now you look at the Strait of Hormuz and how that comes into play, the power grab there, and what are the capabilities going to be. So the size of the Army and Marine Corps, rather, is going to shrink, and the U.S. nukes will shrink. So that means that we're going to shrink our presence in Europe as well. And I've been screaming this all hour, you know, fair or foul. I say foul because the cuts are driven because of the budget rather than what the needs are defensively, even though Panetta is trying to now toe the company line and saying that that's not true. They're going to unveil in detail the upcoming federal budget for 2013, and in that there'll be more specifics about what's happening with the military. And I think that there should be some cuts, but the new strategy and rebalancing toward Asia-Pacific, even though we've got all this threat of extremism and violence and whatever in other areas, I don't know. And he wasn't the only one, Tennyson, that decided to chime in on that. And, of course, he was saying that, hey, this is the way it is because of where we're living with the dollars that just aren't available anymore. We have three others, Bill, Jake, and also Austin, who say the opposite. I'm going to take Austin's. Austin, out of Vermont, says, oh, the shift in this focus to Asia, Kate, a disaster, I think. I understand about China, and in fact, you always talk about Red Dragon, as you call it, and what's happening and what they're doing with their military. But at the same time, as we commit to the Far East, which isn't necessarily bad in rebalancing, what about everywhere else? What about the perception that we don't have the tools, we don't have the boots anymore to fight the good fight? It's a shame. Well, who loses their gigs, too? Who's losing their jobs in the military? A lot of folks are going to be dumped into unemployment roles, too, by the way. So those numbers will go up, because where are they going to get jobs? Any thoughts? Shoot them to me, americatonight.net.